Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey y'all, I'm Mallory and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and the Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. Welcome back to the 100th episode of the Living Fully podcast, shall I say. I cannot believe this is the 100th episode. We started this podcast back in, I think, 2019, and we used to do it seasonally. So we would do a season, we would take a break, do a season, take a break. Then we took a long 2-year break, and we've been back again. And to know that we have put 100 episodes out into the world is something that feels like such an accomplishment and so amazing, because as you guys know, the podcast is certainly a labor of love for us and something that we feel like is just a gift to the community in a lot of ways, because we're able to answer your questions in long form. We're able to have conversations. I feel like I hear a lot of feedback from you guys. It almost feels like a conversation, even though it's me on these podcasts, it's like an open-ended, longer-form conversation with us. So it's also a gift to me. And I've really loved doing the podcast because I feel like when I am on my treadmill or getting ready in the morning, I listen to podcasts. Podcasts really move the needle for me and help me to live fully and live a bigger life. And I knew that that was something that I wanted to try and contribute to your lives or anybody that's listening to this podcast. So over 100 episodes, I hope that it has. And so happy 100th episode of the Living Fully podcast. So for this episode, what we're going to do is I'm going to touch on some of my favorite podcasts, and then we'll take the clip excerpt from that podcast. I have just loved having this podcast because these conversations are with friends, with family members, with experts, with business people and influencers and authors. We've had so many amazing people on this podcast, and I'm just really excited to recap some of my favorites for you on the 100th episode of this podcast. Today's episode will be a little bit different. Like I said, we're going to take these clips and I'll be more like your guide. I'm going to introduce these sections and then we'll play through the actual podcast episode. This is going to be such a fun episode. So let's dive in. So topic number one, and one of my top few podcasts out of 100 podcasts, is the episode I did with Amy Migdalia. If you guys don't know Amy, Amy is a nutritionist and more importantly to me personally, she really changed my life and my view of nutrition and blood sugar regulation. And back in the day after I had Shepherd, when I was having multiple miscarriages, I did not know what was going on. I saw doctor after doctor after doctor, and I felt like I was hitting dead end roads. Every doctor said a different protocol. It was just really frustrating. And Amy and I had been friends, and she's very passionate about nutrition, and she's very passionate about believing that nutrition and fertility or infertility or loss is linked in a lot of ways. I completely overhauled my life, changed my diet and everything, and the very next pregnancy was my pregnancy with Sunday. After changing all of these things, it was also a totally different pregnancy. My gestational diabetes was not near as bad. She didn't have to go to the NICU like poor Shepherd did. It was just like such a life-changing moment for me in my life working with her. And I know a lot of people are living life out there and thinking to themselves, like, I just feel awful. Or like, you know, you're getting into your 40s or you're having fertility issues, or you just feel exhausted all the time, or you're bloated, or you're diagnosed with a scary health condition that they say like only medication can fix. And you're just questioning, like, is there something I can do in my life to help this? This episode is for you. We also talk about like linking your health and living a healthy lifestyle to living fully, because I truly believe like if you don't have your health, then you don't have anything. And it's a big part of living fully. So here's an excerpt from one of the most listened episodes with Amy Migdalia. I believe that there is a big link with living fully and the way that you train people to eat, because I saw it in my own life.
Yep.
And you've said that to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because when I tend to take on a new way of eating or being or something, it's because I've been inspired to do that.
That's
it's
right.
Because I feel like I want what they have.
The correlation between living fully and your health is huge. How can you live life fully when you don't have your health? When you wake up and you have no energy, when you try to work but there's brain fog, when you crash in the afternoon from extreme fatigue, when you have headaches, when you can't sleep, when you're anxious, depressed, worried, like those are not hallmarks of living fully. And so when I can restore somebody's health, I am now restoring the vitality of their life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the brand Living Fully, is because what you're teaching people is you can experience this, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I tell people the same thing with Restore Your Health. You can restore your health. Mm-hmm. There is hope no matter where you're at in your health journey. It will require work and it will require change. But without your health, you can't live fully as a wife.
No.
You can't live fully as a mom. You can't live fully as a business owner. You can't live fully just in your job in general. You can't live fully for your family. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do those things.
Yeah.
And ask anybody who's had any significant health issues and they'll tell you that. I tell people, you can voluntarily pay for your health now or be forced to pay for your illness later. Mm-hmm. And the latter is way more expensive.
Yeah.
Not just financially, but quality of life.
Another very popular guest / episode is, everybody always loves the family episodes. My dad's been on my podcast several times and he has a really eclectic, amazing life and a lot of good life advice. And he did this amazing episode about lessons to his grandkids and talking about his mountain climbing expeditions. If you guys don't know, my dad has done the Seven Summits and is now going for the Grand Slam, which is where you'll summit the seven tallest peaks in each continent. And then you have to do the North Pole and the South Pole expeditions to do the Grand Slam. It's only a handful of people, I think, under 1,000 in the world, in the history of the world, that have ever done this. So this is definitely something that was a feat, something that we all questioned as his family. You know, something that's very interesting to podcast listeners, as well as, you know, to his own children. So here's an excerpt on him talking about his experience with mountain climbing. So the last time we talked, I think it was episode 32, and you had done 6 of the 7 summits. So it's wild because you kind of did them fast. You did bam, 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 bam. And then you had this really long lull and health challenges and pandemic challenges and all of this. But like, you still kept your dream alive and you were still bound and determined, even against my mom's wishes and grandma and papa's wishes. And, you know, everybody's just like, okay, you've done enough. You're 60 something years old. Like, keep your feet on the ground. But you are just not someone that listens to that, because you live for a goal and you're almost like scared to live life, I feel like, without a goal.
You know, and that's something I constantly ask myself too. You know, the goal is seven summits, not six of the seven summits. So I wasn't in Denali being the last one. So that added a lot more pressure. And then with all the drama that happened around it, sicknesses and COVID and everything else, it just added to the pressure. And then on top of that, I was going to have grandkid number five. When I finally did get my first good summit push. So
yeah,
I was always determined to finish it.
Yeah, you had to. Once you started it, like, you'd put so much time and energy and effort into it, and you just love it. Something that you always taught us is to, like, choose what makes you happy. And you always say, like, if I'd listened to all the people and their stories of mountaineering and, like, all the pitfalls and stuff that you've also fallen into, it's like you'd never have stepped foot on a mountain. But, like, you love it. We don't understand it, but, like, you love it.
You know, and everybody says, you know, why? And, you know, I said, find the one thing that you can do and have fun doing it by yourself with no people, no TV, no radio, and things that you can do day after day by yourself and have fun.
So he also came on to talk about the legacy of my grandpa. You guys know that we lost my grandpa last December, and the legacy of my grandpa is huge in my life, in my dad's generation's life. And you guys have heard us talk a lot about him, and just hearing that perspective from my dad and talking about it from the perspective of a grandchild, which is me and my cousin's generation, but also from a child's perspective. You know, that was, my dad is the oldest child of my grandpa. And it was just this really amazing conversation about how incredible of a man he was and how incredible the life was that he lived. So here is an excerpt from one of my favorite episodes ever, talking about the legacy of my grandpa. We're big about sharing our family legacy, and we think that sharing stories are so powerful, and especially when you have a family member who was so otherworldly and made such an incredible impact on so many people's lives. My grandpa was the oldest child. My dad's the oldest child. I'm the oldest child. And sometimes we talk about this, like, it's a great thing being the oldest child, but you do feel a lot of responsibility. My dad was like, I don't know, I'm nervous about to talk about this, but it's time. And I was like, I know, like, it's never easy talking about it, but, like, every time I talk about him, like, it brings me so much joy at the same time, because he was just the best person I ever knew in my life.
You know, if we're going to talk about Dad, we've got to do him justice. We got to talk about the good and the bad. That puts a lot of pressure on us to to step up and tell his story.
Family was just the ultimate, the thing that was the most important to him. And he wanted us to live well together, and then he wanted us to be buried next to each other. He just wanted us together, yeah, in life and in death. And it's like, gosh, you know, we talk a lot about living fully and living on this podcast. We don't talk about the other side of things, which is, you know, when you lose someone that was such a, you know, huge part of your life. But this is part of life, and it's part of living a beautiful life. And the way that he lived was pretty incredible, but also the way that he went out was pretty incredible too. He experienced so much adversity, but it made him who he was.
He's been through painful things, but little things made him happy.
What a great thing to miss someone and to love someone so much that you just wanted them to live forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the day he died, he just had people, throngs of people just in and out the door just wanting to see him. Then he had 400 people standing out in a field because he didn't want a real funeral. So he wanted to have it out in our field in the freezing cold weather. And you just had people from far and wide, old and young and rich and not wealthy, like standing there in that field, like celebrating the life of this incredible person that we just were so lucky to have.
We got to learn how to laugh like he did. What makes us smile? We got to remember that.
And the next episode involving my dad, but also involving a very highly requested guest, which is my mom, who was very, very nervous to come on the podcast. She came on and
she has such a different perspective than my dad. Yes, they're married, but they are also two very, very different people. Her conversation was really awesome and interesting. And, you know, my mom gave up everything to be a stay-at-home mom. And a lot of people kind of want to get in my mom's brain because my mom's not a public person and she doesn't share a lot. And she'd never really like publicly talked about all of these things. So like I said, she was very nervous to do this episode, but I'm so glad she did because her legacy of faith is one that has really been instilled in us, all of her children. She talked about that on the podcast and how she instilled that in me and my siblings. So here's an excerpt from that. You guys were very strong examples of faith, especially mom. You were a very strong example of faith. Do you feel like you were just always faith-filled growing up?
So I think that is the gift my parents gave me was the gift of faith. You know, grew up Catholic. I think dad and I are very fortunate in the fact that we grew up with the same faith. Mm-hmm. I think when Dad and I came together, it was easy for us because we were of the same faith and had that foundation, which we brought into our dating, brought into our marriage. I mean, to me, that is the basis of everything you do in life. Just me, my opinion. But without that, I don't know how people without faith can get through things.
Yeah.
Like losing Blaze and just trials and tribulations of a marriage.
We met in fourth grade in a Catholic school, and she two seats behind me. So
yes, we were very fortunate to have a Catholic school in our small community. We went to a different, well, first we went to the same one, and then you changed over to the other one. Uh-huh. But anyway, with all that, I mean, faith is, it's the foundation.
Yeah.
Of our marriage, of our raising our kids. Yeah.
Something I can always remember that I took into my life, lighting candles is a big thing, but also like we try never ever to miss a Sunday of church. And I think that even on vacation, now our family, still we will find a church and, you know, we just make it a priority.
And with that said, that's our faith. Catholicism is our faith. I mean, God is everywhere in every church.
Agreed.
But it was easy for us coming together as the same faith.
Yes.
We celebrated First Communion, baptism. You know, those are family celebrations. Mm-hmm. And those were around faith, but they were also around family, too. Mm-hmm. And coming together and, you know, in the church or in God's presence was always important. When I was a kid, we celebrated the same thing. My parents did. My grandparents did. So that was something that kind of instilled that to us and as far as being very important. So I give most of the credit to Lisa. You know, she's the one that's been disciplined and scheduled around, you know, we've got to do this. And I would have been kind of like Dad, you know, where, you know, I see faith and on the top of a mountain or in a lot of different ways. And And Lisa practices her faith every day.
Another very highly requested podcast guest was Jamie Kern Lima. Jamie is a mentor to me in a lot of ways. She is a self-made entrepreneur, champion of women, philanthropist, keynote speaker, and she's a co-founder of It Cosmetics, a billion-dollar company that she started in her living room, and it's the most fascinating story. She's been on my podcast multiple times, and she always shares the best advice to women. And she talks a lot about like starting a business as a woman and building a business, but then like also like your worthiness within that and kind of how we as women a lot of times set a ceiling that is not high enough and how that ceiling is really not linked to your self-confidence so much, but your self-worth. And it's just really cool. But, you know, starting out her story with taking a chance on It Cosmetics and this story of QVC. QVC kind of like gave her this shot and she, you know, tried to get into QVC for years and she finally got in. And it was really the final Hail Mary like that she threw when she went on QVC this one particular time. And it's the most fascinating, amazing story. And I love it when she tells it. I just wanted to put that success story of her on QVC in here because a lot of times you guys see these, you know, people on the cover of Fortune magazine or Fast Money or, you know, whatever, or on the Today Show or on Oprah. And you're just like, you know, you forget that they were once in your shoes and they took a big chance and they almost lost but won. And I just love these parts of the stories. So here's that story of Jamie taking a huge chance and making her big break on QVC. You knew that It Cosmetics would do well on QVC. And you were like, you guys, you got to give me a chance.
When we finally got that one shot, after QVC said no for years, we finally got that one shot to go live.
In 10 minutes.
And Mallory, oh my gosh. Okay, y'all, just to put this in perspective, I walked into that studio and the minute the on-air light came on, by the way, a couple minutes before I walked in the studio, I learned you're actually not guaranteed the 10 minutes. So they know by the second if you're hitting numbers. And QVC, by the way, I have to tell you, has been one of the biggest blessings in my life. Mm-hmm. The greatest part, like what they did for our company is phenomenal. And also, the pressure's really high. Mm-hmm. And I learned walking in there, you're not guaranteed the 10 minutes, right? So if you're a minute or two in and you're not hitting sales numbers, you think you have 8 minutes left. But boom, your clock jumps to like 1 minute left and you know you're done. You know that you lost the product. You know that you're not hitting numbers and they've moved on to like Apple iPhone or whatever's next. And so I learned that. Wow. And I go in and I remember the minute the big red on-air light came on in the camera and I'm in the studio. There's like five cameras, me and the host and the big – and I was about to go live to 100 million homes mm-hmm. across the country and the – countdown clock was like 9:59, 9:58. And I was shaking. I had on two pairs of Spanx, double Spanx. Not because I didn't even care how I looked. I was sweating. Yes. Yes. I was sweating so much. And I'm like, I'm going to sweat through my dress. I've got to absorb it. And I was shaking. But I remember the moment my bright red barefaced before shot came up on national TV and I walked over to all the different models, every age, shape, size, skin tone, skin challenge. I remember calling them beautiful and just meaning it like in every ounce mm-hmm. of my being. And I remember we got down to a couple minutes left. I didn't know how we were doing, but I knew I wasn't cut yet. It was huge. And then I remember the host saying, there's like a minute left, and the host was like, the deep shade's almost sold out. The tan shade's almost gone. And then I remember at the 10-minute mark, this giant sold out sign came up across the screen. I start crying on national television. They cut from me and went to like Dyson vacuum or something. And I remember my husband comes rushing through the double doors. I'm crying. My best friend, Jackie, of over 20 years, she's our very first employee. Mm-hmm. I met her when we were both waitresses. She starts crying. We're all crying. And my husband comes rushing through the double doors of that studio. And I thought he's going to hug me. And he just looks at me and he puts his arms up in the air and he's like, we're not going bankrupt. And I'm just like, and I'm like, real women have spoken. I was like sobbing. And gosh. That one airing turned into 5 that year, 101 the next year. And then we did 250 live shows a year on QVC and eventually built the biggest beauty brand in their history.
And then Jamie goes on to share something that I really loved and impacted me a lot, which is the best piece of business advice that she's ever received. So I will now insert that clip in here. What's the best piece of business advice anyone ever gave you?
So this is going to maybe not make sense, mm-hmm. but I sure hope it will for whoever needs to hear it. I think you can learn all the business skills in the world. I think you can get all the experience in the world. But if you want to double your success, double your self-worth. If you want to double your net worth, double your self-worth. I think that leaders and business owners literally talk themselves out of their own truth all the time because of self-doubt, or they stay at a plateau in their business. They don't know why. It's because they haven't done the real work on self-worth.
Hmm. A really popular episode also was my episode that I did with Maddie Nelson. Maddie was the first person in the online space, kind of in the influencer realm, even though she's also an entrepreneur and owns a really large business that is aside from her presence online. And Maddie's episode became a very quick fan favorite, I think, because a lot of people really loved Maddie online, but she'd never really shared a lot of the really cool parts of her story with how she broke off an engagement and how she met her husband and, you know, the chances that she took to build her business and some of this behind the scenes stuff that you don't see in the day to day. And so a lot of people shared that episode and there were a lot of nuggets in that episode that people really latched onto and loved. And she's been on the podcast a couple times, but one of my favorite things that she talked about was, you know, we're in this online influencing space. It's very like self-focused a lot of times. And a lot of times, you know, people in their 20s will always ask, like, what's your advice for starting a business? Or what's your advice? I feel so lost, or I'm in my season of waiting. And Maddie had this really interesting and unexpected take where I asked her that question and she kind of took a turn and talked about serving others and talked about how that kind of got her outside of herself and how that's been something that's been very integral in her own journey to find happiness in her own life. And I really loved her take on service and serving others. And so I want to insert that clip here. I really love what you were saying a while ago about service and serving, and you very much are serving through what you're doing now. I want to circle back to the reminder that it's because you said hard no's, unsure yeses, you got quiet enough, you deleted the app enough to listen to the voice of God. You have arrived to a place that a lot of people want to emulate. I really believe that there's a way to find the instances in your life where you put yourself mm-hmm. second that can be so mm-hmm. life-giving.
I struggle with acts of service. It's really hard for me. I don't know why, because I'm such a server. Like, I have such a servant's heart, but it's difficult for me to like find those little acts of service. Literally, sometimes I'll Google acts of service.
I love that though, Maddie, because it just takes you out of that focus of self. I do believe in the culture of me. We forget about us. We forget about him. We forget about them.
Get out of your head. Get out of your own little life. Get out of your own little circle and go serve somebody. That is where I learned the most. Whether it was the family that I nannied for, people in Haiti, learning to serve my husband. There were so many things. Even your grandmother, if you're in your 20s and you have a grandmother, go serve her. You'll learn more from her than you will a job. Or if you have this dream that you want to work in the fashion industry, go, you know, be an intern. Just do something that isn't so self-gaining and go serve somebody.
Oh,
and
that's such a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
I think that's why so many good things have come to you in your life. Later on, it was making the hard decisions and listening to the calling. But it's also this mm-hmm. beautiful vein of service that it's a mm-hmm. thread that I feel like has followed you from these stories that I hear from your 20s. And it's mm-hmm. that thread that still continues like at 31. Mm-hmm. I still feel that you're serving the single women that work for you, Tallulah, and you're serving your friends and you're serving your community. And I think we really live in a world where serving yourself has become put on a pedestal. Yes. And while yes. I am not a person that's going to sit here and say, like, you know, completely give everything that you have.
Right. Of yourself. In order to give, you have to be full.
Absolutely. And I totally believe mm-hmm. in that cliche, like, you've got to have some water in your bucket to pour it out. I do believe
Me
that.
Too.
I think that the scales have been tipped a little bit in the direction of self-serving. And I think it came mm-hmm. along with the front facing camera and social media. And I think it's mm-hmm. something that a lot of people don't even think of. And everybody falls mm-hmm. into it. I fall into it too. However, if we could just look up from our phones and out,
yeah.
and you're such a beautiful reminder. And I hope to be too, that
you are
family and spending time with your family and quality time and learning mm-hmm. how to serve people outside of yourself, especially the ones in your own home, is a really beautiful thing. Another episode that has been really popular, as I said, the family episodes are always at the top, was the episode that I did with my sister, Jade Cherwalk. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing
amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. As parents, we do everything we can to set up our kids for successful futures. Academics, team sports, college admissions. But what about getting started financially when they're out on their own? Kyle and I have started Fabric by Gerber Life Accounts for all of our kids, and it really gives a peace of mind knowing that we're investing in the financial future of our children. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child that grows with them and helps prepare them for their financial future. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child now that grows with them and helps prepare for their financial future. How great is that? Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kids' investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/livingfully. That's meetfabric.com/livingfully. meetfabric.com/livingfully. This is a paid promotion for the Fabric UGMA product and not for investment advisory services. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Inc. Custodial services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Terms apply. Learn more at meetfabric.com. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. You know, if you guys have followed me for a while, you know that my sister lost her first child. He was 34 days old. He had a heart condition. We all thought that he would survive. And it's just like everything that could go wrong went wrong. And at the end of the day, she ended up losing him. And it was in March of 2020. It was right as COVID started. There were so many challenges that came along with this. Like, they wouldn't allow her and her husband to be in the hospital at the same time. So not only are they going through the most gut-wrenching thing that any human can ever imagine, losing a child and the anticipation of, is this surgery going to work? Or like meeting with doctors, they had to do this on their own. He would have to like switch off with her because, you know, back in the days, the beginning of COVID, like all of the random rules that they had, they weren't allowed to go through this together. And it was such a challenging time for her and for our whole entire family, because we couldn't go until the day that we knew that they were taking him off of life support. And that's, you know, the day that we said hello to him was the day that we also said goodbye. And it's just, it was such a gut-wrenching thing for our entire family. But Jade came on the podcast and she talked about her experience with this. And I've said it a lot, but my experience of my sister watching her go through the loss of a child was different than any experience I've ever had as a sister and experiencing Jade, because the resilience that she showed and the faith and the way that she could keep standing through something this devastating was very, very inspiring to me, and something I had just had never seen in her to this level before. And it was really earth-shattering for our whole family. It's also like such a point of inspiration for me, watching my sister handle one of the most traumatic events in her life and brother-in-law. So here's a clip, her talking about Blaze.
So I'm Jade, and I am the less bougie sister. Anyway, got married in 2016, and sometime within that year, I think we decided it's time to start trying for a family. And I never thought that infertility would even be a question. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I've just been so regular, and I just never thought it was something I would have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And anyway, ended up getting pregnant. and celebrated that, oh my gosh, for 20 weeks. So exciting. Mm-hmm. Going to the 20-week appointment thinking everything's fine because why wouldn't it be? Mm. I went in and I'll never forget when the doctor came after the anatomy scan and she said, Jade, there's something we need to talk about. And those are the words I just can never forget because that was the moment I started to mourn because I knew that this was not going to be the healthy pregnancy mm-hmm. that I thought it was going to be. She said this baby has a severe heart defect among possibly other genetic mm-hmm. abnormalities, and he may or may not survive, but we are going to set you up with some of the best doctors at MFM and we're going to get you on a plan. And, you know, of course, everything just, my whole universe shattered in that moment yeah. because it just, I just didn't know what to do or say because in that moment, I feel like the vision of my perfect family just kind of died. Yeah. And I started a novena with my girls at work and just prayed and prayed and prayed every day. Anyway, enter Blaze Augustine Cherwalk 20 weeks later. He was born. He was a fighter. He had 3 surgeries in 34 days and unfortunately did end up passing away. Now, here I am a year later. Mm-hmm. And I have a perfectly healthy baby boy who looks and acts a whole lot like him and is perfect in every way. I feel like I've been given everything that God promised me and that I felt like I always wanted. It just took a really long time, but now I'm just as happy as I could possibly be. And for some reason that I do not understand yet, I was supposed to experience this really hard thing at this very difficult time in history. And although I don't understand the reason yet, I think I will one day.
I think it's easier, certainly, to tell the story on the other side of it. But during it, it was very real. It was very hard. You went through a lot of ups and downs and trying to find your way back to, I mean, I guess living fully, like it is, yeah. like trying to find your way back to like a full life again where you could experience joy and happiness and where you could look to the future and find hope. There are certainly a lot of people that listen to this podcast that have experienced loss. People experience loss of all things at all different yeah. levels, and it affects everyone differently. What advice do you have for people who are in the thick of it? Because you were in the thick of it for a long time.
I was. I would say my biggest piece of advice is that this is only temporary. And it's going to suck for a while. If you're in a moment like this, I call them, you know, like the peaks and valleys. You've heard that song, mm-hmm. like you're a god of the peaks and valleys. And we're all going to experience the valleys of life. And those are like our dark moments. They're inevitable. Mm-hmm. You've had yours with mm-hmm. your treatment. Mm-hmm. Mine, unfortunately, was the loss of my child. And we're all going to experience those at a certain point. But I think when you're in those moments, it's so hard to see the light. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is not true. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, standing here a year after all of this happened to me, and I'm as happy as I've ever been. I still mourn him, and I still think about him all the time, but I'm not in that place anymore. And I think God is always leading us out of those valleys. He doesn't want us to live in the darkness. He wants us to live in the light. We have to trust the journey and trust the process. My advice there for people in the thick of it is that you will feel joy again, and you will laugh again, and you're going to be okay.
And of course, this story that, you know, that is the sad part of the story that ends well because, you know, she did have a baby after that, George, and Ford, Shepherd, and Sunday adore him. And she hopes to have more children in the future. And I know that she will. She is still such a source of inspiration for our family. So I appreciated her coming on. And this was pretty fresh after she lost him that she came on to talk about this. So I just think that that was a really great podcast and very inspirational for anybody who has lost someone or a child especially, or is in the midst of struggling with a health diagnosis that may end that way for you or for your family. I just feel like it was a really great podcast episode. Another episode that has been a fan favorite came from this past season that when we restarted here in 2024, and that episode was with Jenny Allen, and I've always loved Jenny from afar. If you guys don't know who Jenny is, she is a New York Times bestselling author, a speaker, a leader. She just inspires people daily to live a faith-filled life. I love Jenny, and I've loved her books for a long time and so many things that she's put out there, and I've never had her on the podcast. And I will say that this is in my top few favorite podcasts that I've ever done because Jenny is just very dynamic, and it was just such an amazing podcast for a person who has
zero faith or for a person who is like going to the church every day. I just feel like she can meet people where they are in this really cool way. And I think it's really hard for people who are such pillars of faith to do that. But somehow Jenny does that. It was just a really great podcast episode and we got so much great feedback from it. She talked about how to begin inviting God into your life when you aren't sure of like how to start or where to start. And she shares these actionable steps of ways of how you begin inviting God into your life. And I think that they're so amazing. So I wanted to share that clip of how you can incorporate God into your daily life if you don't know where to start now, because I think that the way that she said it was just a 10 of 10. Can you talk a little bit about maybe to the person that like doesn't even know where to start with prayer?
Well, what I don't like about spiritual ideas and concepts is they can feel so far away from us. They can. Mm-hmm. I feel that way. I went to seminary for crying out loud and grew up in the church. And I still sometimes will hear people talking and I'll feel like, gosh, I'm far away from that. And sometimes prayer can be that thing because we think of it as there's a certain way to do it.
Yes.
And I would just challenge anybody listening right now, like you can push pause on this and you can just say, God, this is what I'm thinking about. This is what I feel. Like I just talked to him. And when I was mad, I learned to tell him I'm mad. Mm-hmm. And I can say that that's, okay, because David was a man after God's own heart. He wrote the Psalms. He was a king in Israel. And God declared him a man after his own heart. And if you read his Psalms, his prayers, basically, he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's telling him everything. Yeah. He's mad at him. Why are you not showing up for me? And you see this very intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I just would say, just start talking. Even if you're not sure he's there, what a great thing to just say, hey, I don't know if you're here or not, but would you show me if you are?
Yeah.
Like just ask him, would you show me if you are? Ugh. And just start. I mean, because if God is real, you don't want to miss that.
Yes.
And one of the greatest ways to find out is just to invite him into your life by mm-hmm. talking to him. Mm-hmm. And I know you'll feel crazy because I'll be honest, I still sometimes feel crazy. And there's times, a lot of times, that I'll just start, I'll be driving and I'll be like, I'm just going to talk out loud and I'll turn off my music and I'll just talk out loud. And I will feel crazy, but it looks like you're talking on your phone. Mm-hmm. And I'll just talk out loud because sometimes it helps me focus. And I just think, why not? Like,
why not?
Why not? If he's real and he's powerful and he made you and he likes you, mm-hmm. he doesn't just love you, he mm-hmm. likes you, mm-hmm. then try it, you know?
Yeah, then try it. Like, and what do you have to lose?
And if you feel like, gosh, I feel distant, I do know God, but I feel distant, that's how you feel close again too.
Yeah. Another episode that was really popular was the episode that I did with my best friend and happens to also be an Olympic gold medalist, Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson East. So Sean came on and a lot of people don't realize, we've known each other for, I don't know, a really long time. I guess technically we met 15 years ago when I was in Miss America. She was randomly my judge. But how we re-met in Nashville like a couple years after that and became best friends 10 or 12 or feels like 100 years ago is really funny. And so I wanted to insert that story here. We have been friends for a really long time, but a lot of people don't know the story of how we first met. Yes. So I'll let Sean tell that story.
Okay. Well, I somehow found myself as a judge of the 2010 Miss America pageant. She did. In going through the judging, I just remember this girl, Miss Kentucky, skipping across the stage, stood out like a sore thumb in the most amazing way. But I was like, oh, I bet we would be friends. But because of the judge thing, I wasn't allowed to like talk to anybody. We couldn't know each other, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 2013. Mm-hmm. I was in a Michael's
craft store
in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I get someone taps me on the back and they're like, excuse me, miss, do you know where I can find some tassels? And I turned around and I was like, Miss Kentucky? I didn't even know your name. And you were like, Sean Johnson? What are you doing here? You were literally wearing a Miss America pageant hat.
And that was the only time I have ever worn that hat, ever. It was a pink hat. It was my sister's.
Yeah.
And it said Miss America on it. And
you thought I worked there.
I thought she worked there.
You told me, we started talking, and you told me that day you had found yourself in some abandoned house.
I had.
In Southern Franklin, where you fell through the roof.
No, it was in Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
You, fell through the roof and ended up in the basement, but then found some jewels or something, took mm-hmm. them home and strung them on. What was his name? Her name? The moose?
Oh, Francis.
Francis.
How did you even remember the
moose? Francis was hanging above your couch, and literally within, 20 minutes of talking, we became, best friends.
And then she came back on to talk about the Olympics before they left for Paris. She went to the Paris Olympics and she did some corresponding. You know, she brought her whole family over there. And we really don't talk about the Olympics. Like, I used to travel with Sean kind of back in the day, and I heard her give like her 45-minute keynote on the Olympics. But like, that's the highlight moments. And that's with the slideshow and the music and stuff. And that's really like the polished, you know, shined up story of the Olympics. And I don't know. It's just something about being close friends with people. Like when we're together, we're not taking pictures or doing videos anymore. We're not talking about the Olympics or like any of the things that we've done. We just are like friends talking about like mom stuff. We talked about the Olympics because they were coming up, and she shared some like behind the scenes stuff that people don't know about the Olympics and the Olympic Village, and like just some of the things that people don't realize about the Olympics. Because clearly she knows them because she did the Olympics. And back in the day, they didn't really have social media when she did it. So, you know, a lot of these things people see behind the scenes now, but, you know, they were different back then. So here's her talking about the behind the scenes things that you don't know about the Olympics before leaving for the Paris Olympics. What's something that like people don't know about it?
I would say two things come to mind. In gymnastics specifically, and I think this happens in a lot of the other sports, there are a lot of rounds of competition that happen at the Olympics that you'll never see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So like in gymnastics, okay, You'll go through two rounds of competition before you ever make air, and you have to qualify through those.
Oh, I didn't know that. So does everybody just qualify? Because I feel like the people...
Not everybody. Oh. No. And the other thing is at the Olympic Village, something that I think is so, so cool. People have always asked me, like, is it really competitive? Are the countries like, you know, what's the dynamic between all the athletes? I just remember as a 16-year-old kid walking around the Olympic Village, everybody is so nice to each other and like respectful and in awe of each other. Mm-hmm. Like I remember walking around the village and thinking, oh my goodness, like every single person here is an Olympian in their sport. And there's like no contentious feelings. Mm-hmm. It's just, you're just in awe. You're like a kid in a candy store. But the way you get housed in the village usually kind of forms your circles, because you're in Beijing, we were living in apartment complexes. Mm-hmm. So whoever's in the apartment next to you or like whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were just like these older guys that kind of took us in as like little sisters. I became really close with Stephen Lopez. He was one of the USA Taekwondo athletes. Sonia Richards Ross, who is a sprinter.
Yeah.
The USA cycling team. Mm-hmm. They were next to us as well. And they would throw us Snickers bars.
How crazy is it that you like all live together? I think that's so like pure and like so like cool of them to do. Because like, what an experience. To do the Olympics, like that's an experience that just, it's not even a 1% of the 1%. It's like a 1% of the 0.001%, you know? And it's so cool that it's not so precious that they still like put you all together and that you live together. Like what an experience.
And then another episode that people love is the episodes, well, the episodes that I do with Kyle. I've done several episodes with Kyle because he continues to be requested and re-requested. And Kyle's so funny because Kyle is really, he lives an unfiltered life in a world where most people do live a filtered life, whether you think that's good or bad. But Kyle has not adapted to that. And he really just still says what he wants to say. And he, you never know what he's going to say. So every time I have him on the podcast, it's just so funny because you never know. And so this last time I had him on the podcast, the most asked question, we did a Q&A style podcast, was, are you going to have a fourth baby? Are you going to have a fourth baby? And of course, you know, spoiler alert, we are. And here are some clips that Kyle talked about this last episode that were really funny, like how we met and just different things that are funny. Some that we agree on and some that we have two different versions of the story on. But they're all really funny. And, you know, bantering with your husband on a podcast is just, it's fun. So here's a clip from the episode, the most recent episode that I did with Kyle. Our first date was really a funny date where we got Cheesecake Factory to go and we ate it in the park. It was the most bizarre date because it was just
It was sweet.
It was sweet, but like, when have we ever done that again in the last 12 years?
Well, I think it was more we were trying to fill each other out.
Oh.
Like, you know, who's this person?
And we needed to be at the park instead of in the Cheesecake Factory.
Well, the park is a little quieter than the Cheesecake Factory. And Mallory did kiss me first.
I did not.
And that was the first night we kissed. And Mallory kissed me first.
No, I did
not. She leaned into that.
I just feel like.
And do not edit this out of this podcast. Honesty. Be honest.
No, it's like sometimes like one person will just like lean a little bit first.
And that's called passion. And she kissed me first. She was overcame with passion. And it's not like you were seduced in the park eating your cheesecake. You just, it took over you, and that's okay. And just embrace that. And that is your truth. That's my truth. And here we are, three kids later.
Okay. What is your favorite meal to cook or to cook for each other? Kyle, any meal that involves purely 100% meat is Kyle's favorite meal to cook. I'm just going to go ahead and answer that question for Kyle. Was I wrong?
No.
Kyle's idea of dinner is like two steaks on a plate. I'm like, do you want a side? Nope.
I'm a simple man, baby.
His side is like a duck fat truffle butter to dip his meats in. Mm. Okay, well, this has been really a treat to have you on the podcast, and it's really a treat to have you as my husband and to be able to live together in our house and raise our children together. So,
been nice for me as well, Mallory.
Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life 360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life 360 app, and one of my favorite features is the Place Alert. Life 360 Place Alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life 360 has your family's back when they're on the road, with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY. So wrapping up, there are so many episodes, even besides these like eight that I've shared, that were really impactful for me. I remember my conversation with Bob Goff, the one with Jen Hatmaker, the one with Gabby Bernstein, the one with Tara Swart, Katherine Schwarzenegger, and there are so many conversations, and Marie Forleo, and I could go on and on about the things that I've learned on this podcast, because I feel like at the end of the day, this podcast is a gift to me because I get to have conversations with my heroes too. I get to ask them to sit down and have a 1 hour conversation with me. And that is the gift of a podcast. And there are times in a podcast where I'm asking questions for me. I'm asking questions that I want to know from people that I have learned from and looked up to for, you know, the entire time that I've known them. And what a gift it is to be able to have a platform and a podcast to be able to do that. And it's facilitated some conversations that have really moved the needle for me in my personal life and my life as a parent, in my business
my career. And I'm just really grateful for that. And I could go on and on about some of the things that I've learned and heard on these podcasts, but I'm going to link some more of my favorites below that I personally have learned so much from. You know, I'll throw it back here at the end to one of my very first, actually, this was my first episode, and it's called How My Darkest Moments Led to My Greatest Purpose. And this episode, I can still remember the day that I recorded this. I knew that I was starting the podcast. We had kind of hired a group to help us put together our thumbnail and get us on platforms that we didn't know how to get on and stuff like that. And then it's just like, it was in our hands and we had to edit it and I had to figure out what to say. And I had no plan going into these early podcasts. Like if you were an author and you came on, I would read your book, but then it would really be like an open-ended conversation. It wasn't produced. I didn't have any employees. And I can still remember putting off this first episode and putting off this first episode and putting off this first episode. Also in 2019, nobody knew my story. Nobody knew that I'd been to treatment. No one knew about the addiction past. And, you know, a lot of these things that I'd struggle with, I would allude to, but I never really came out and said what I was talking about. And in this first episode, I did a little bit. I alluded to this darker time in my life. And I really hadn't discussed this much before. You know, people were still seeing the really shiny version of what happened on the other side, which was this incredible life that I'd been able to build from the ashes of what happened to me. I can still remember putting it off. And I was like, I need to write a script. I don't know what I'm going to say. And it was like the day before the deadline. And they were basically like, hey, you've already told people you're going to launch on this day. If you don't give it to us by now, we can't help you edit this first episode. They were going to help me edit like the first three episodes, this group that I'd hired. So I sat down at my dining room table in my old house. And I think I was pregnant with Shepherd. And Ford was with Kyle. And I just like started talking about it. And I just talked off the cuff for an hour and 15 minutes or so. That was the first episode and the start to the podcast. And in that first episode, I talked about how the message of living fully came about, but also like why it was so important for me to share, because it was the message of my life. Living fully still is the message of my life. It's what I learned experiencing the huge adversity that I experienced really for the first time, like experience adversity to that level. And I learned a lot about how I had been so avoiding walking into the fire of anything hard. And when I was forced to, I just learned that like that was the missing puzzle piece in a full life. It was really like facing those things and working through them. And it afforded me a life that I could never have imagined. And it ushered me into what I now call living fully. And it taught me so much about the way that you live fully and the way that you face things in your life and the path to living fully. But also like why it was so important for me to share was because of what happened to me. And because it taught me this way to live. So here's that excerpt from that first episode talking about why the message of living fully became something that was impossible for me not to share.
This has been a long time coming. I have stood in my own way of starting this podcast. It's such an important message to me and something that I feel like is part of my life's work and my mission to get this message out there. Living fully. How many lives do we have? One. One. You hear that all the time, but really think about that. We have got to live this life like tomorrow is our last day. And that's my passion and my mission. And why this is such an important message to me, before it got really dark to where it was obvious what was kind of going wrong in my life, I just felt a little off. We prevent ourselves from living our lives to the fullest. And I really can't say that enough, that we have the power, you have the power, every single person that's listening to this, to turn your life into something just insanely incredible. And you're the only person that can do that. I encourage you to come along on this journey with us on living fully, and that we all may, you know, live fully together.
So having all of these conversations has really enhanced my thoughts around living fully, because this message really came from my own story, and everything that I was thinking about living fully and how you live fully came from my own experience. But there's something really rich about hearing other people's stories and other people's opinions of living fully and how people continue to live their own full lives. And there's just so much that I've learned from others. You know, your life experience is always something that is so powerful that moves the needle, but hearing other people's stories and journeys has been like, there's been just so many light bulb moments for me in these conversations, and it's really enhanced my definition of living fully. So I read this question and I was like, oh gosh, now I know how other people feel when I ask them these like big overarching questions at the end of the podcast. It's like so much pressure to think of one thing that I could put on a billboard now after doing 100 episodes of what is one takeaway that I have that I would put on a billboard about living fully. I think I'm just going to say the thing that comes to my head first, and it is that adversity and walking through, whether it's fear or pain or a problem or hurt, whatever it is that you deem bad or hard, walking through that will bring you into a life that you could never imagine. Brushing it under the rug, you will live fully up to a certain level, but you will never have the life that I believe is truly the definition of living fully. And in 100 episodes, you're going to hear people say that and some version of that in their own lives over and over and over. But the question that I always ask myself when I'm facing something hard is why, when I know walking through adversity is going to make things better on the other side, why am I still so fearful of it? Why am I still putting it off? Why do I not want to face this thing? Because I know from my own life and from 6,000 other people that I've talked to that walking through it leads to a brighter future. That is a set in stone, put it on the billboard thing that I believe. But still, I think it's human nature to want to avoid those things. So if I could leave you with anything and put anything on a billboard that I've learned in 100 episodes, it would be that. Whatever it is that you fear or feel is hard or don't want to face, have the courage to walk through it, because I know from experience and from talking to all these really intelligent, smart people that what's on the other side is so much greater than what you're experiencing now, and it's so much better than the pain that you're going to experience in the middle. So thank you guys so much for listening to this recap to celebrate 100 episodes of the Living Fully podcast. And as I say with everything, you know, the reason that we have a pajama company, a sweatshirt company, that I have the social media account, that I have the podcast and the books, is because of this community. If you guys weren't listening to this podcast, the reality is we wouldn't be doing this podcast. And so I would like to thank you guys for loving this podcast, for letting this podcast be a part of your mornings and your drives to school and your lunch breaks at work and your workouts. And being in your ears is something that I do not take for granted or take lightly, which is why we are still doing this podcast, because I'm really grateful for that opportunity. And I hope that this podcast serves you in the ways that it served me, being able to have this conversation, because that is truly the only reason that we do this. You know, this past season that we've just now done was the first season that we like ever made a penny on it. It was always something that like we would pay out of pocket for, that we were just like, you know, I know this is an expense that we're not making back, but I didn't care. Like, it was just something that I knew I wanted to put into the world and something that I was really passionate about. And the fact that you guys love this is the only thing that we need over here on our end. And it's just been such a gift. And I have you guys to thank for that. And I'm really excited about the future of the Living Fully podcast as we continue to do these episodes. We've got some amazing episodes coming out. A really amazing episode with this lady named Farrell Mason, that her version of Living Fully, I feel like, is like the grown-up big sister of my version of Living Fully. It is just amazing and rich and beautiful, this conversation I had with her. We did a sibling roundtable where I had my sister Jade, my two brothers Luke and Gabe on the podcast, and it is so funny. My brother Luke is so funny, and he was like, yeah, all of you guys that think Mallory is so straight-laced and nice, I'm here to set the record straight. And he kept on like trying to tell all these stories about me to like tell everybody how I was like whenever I was little, and it was just so funny. And we talk, you know, about our family and the closeness of our family and kind of how we feel like we achieved that, but also just a lot of funny stuff in that podcast. It's actually probably going to be two. There's another one with Kyle that's coming out. There's a Q&A on business and so many more. And I'm just so excited to continue the Living Fully podcast. So grateful to have 100 episodes out there into the world, and really grateful to you guys who continue to love this podcast. So if you do love it and you've loved any of the last 100 episodes, please give us a review and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and share it to your social media. We love seeing that and reposting that, and we're just really grateful. So thank you so much for listening to the 100th episode of the Living Fully podcast, and tune in to the next episode for more. Hey friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.